Welcome again, fellow astronomers. On today's episode, we have a special guest joining us today. I won't spend too much time cause he has a lot of great stuff to talk about with us today. But with that, I want to welcome David Smith to the show.
Thanks for having me on the show today. I'm glad to be here.
The pleasure is mine. Now, David, is there any way you could kinda introduce the topic of today's show and also give us a little bit about your background?
Of course. So I was asked to speak to you guys today about black holes. But first, I'll give you guys a brief bit about my background. My name is David Smith. I work and grew up in the UK and attended Oxford University. And after that, I worked closely with NASA for about 5 years and then got my master's in astrophysics. And eventually becoming a professor teaching astronomy here at Oxford. So naturally, I love space and especially black holes. Well, today I want to bring light to a very popular question. And that question is, how are we able to actually study black holes? Well, first, this is a very basic overview on how black holes are formed, in case someone is out of the loop. Black holes form from the remnants of a large star that died in a supernova explosion. Now, if the total mass of the star is large enough, it can be proven, theoretically, that no force can keep the star from collapsing under the influence of gravity. This therefore leads to the creation of a black hole as the surface of the dying star reaches the event horizon, which is when time is kept still and the star can collapse no more, which then in turn leads to the black hole. Now that we have a very basic explanation of how they're formed, how are we able to actually study these amazing objects? Well, black holes are detected by surrounding material, like gas, is funneled by the force of gravity into a disk around the black hole. Those gas molecules are swirling so fast that they are heated up and emit X-rays, which we detect. Black holes can also be detected by watching various motions of stars near a black hole. Now, in 2019, astronomers using the Event Horizon Telescope were able to capture an image of the black hole for the first time. Now, it appears as a dark circle silhouetted by an orbiting disk of hot glowing matter. Now, you can see that on NASA's website. There's plenty of pictures of it. While we weren't technically able to see the black hole, we were merely able to see the presence of the black hole. Now, some people, such as George Chaplin, thinks that the collapse of the massive stars, which was long believed to generate black holes, is actually leads to the formation of stars that contain dark energy. Now, we know that is completely untrue because we have spent decades researching black holes, and it can be proven in so many ways, and we have so much knowledge that we've studied from these objects that it is indeed true and that black holes are indeed a real thing.
Great, thank you, David, for coming out today for our show, and you did an amazing job.
Yeah, no problem. I'm glad I was able to come out and talk to you guys a little bit about black holes, and I can't wait to come back again and talk to you guys.
This show was officially sponsored by the Australian Academy of Science. The people down at AAS have really been pushing on their astronomy side, so they were glad to find out about our podcast. If you want to learn more about any topic we discuss on the show, make sure to check out all their amazing online classes and articles about all things science. Now stay curious, and until next time, fellow astronomers.